Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
It just keeps getting stranger and stranger in the land of Alex Murdaugh. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our coverage in this case. Alex Murdaugh's defense team may call former lawyer Alex Murdaugh to the stand this week, with attorney Jim Griffin requesting that Judge Clifton Newman keeps the alleged financial crimes out of questioning during the prosecution's cross-examination. Griffin is seeking protection for his client in what's shaping up to be a crucial moment in the trial. Essentially, they're requesting special treatment for Alex Murdaugh. The judge at one point in that exchange saying, "Your request is unheard of." Here's that exchange.
Mr. Griffin has a matter he wishes to address with the court.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Your Honor. We are discussing with Mr. Murdaugh his right to testify or not testify. And one of the issues that has come up is the scope of cross-examination that the state would be permitted to go into should he testify. And the basic rule is when the defendant takes a stand, he waives his Fifth Amendment privilege as to matters to which he testifies on direct and relevant matters subject to cross-examination. Your Honor has let in, over our objection, evidence under 404B of financial misconduct, and what we're asking is for an order excluding the state from being able to question Mr. Murdaugh on cross-examination matters related to the financial crimes that's been put before the court under Rule 404B if we don't testify about those on direct examination. We need a ruling from the court at some point in time today before tomorrow. We're not putting them up today, but we're asking that we be able to advise him of what the state will be permitted to go into on cross-examination should he choose to testify. In order for us to adequately advise him and for him to adequately waive his right and his Fifth Amendment privilege and testify or not. And that's what we're asking.
Would you like me to review with him at this time his right to testify or not testify?
No. Not at this point in time, Your Honor. We have to... We're trying to get a understanding from the court as to the parameters of the waiver of the privilege. Is he waiving, if he testifies about the murders, is he then subject to cross-examination about the financial crimes? That's what we're asking.
All right. Mr. Waters.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. First of all, obviously the general rule is that cross is generally wide open, and that goes for a defendant who testifies. Your Honor, Rule 611B on the scope of cross-examination expressly says that a witness may be cross-examined on any matter relevant to any issue in the case. And of course, Your Honor has ruled through 404 and 403 the financial matters independently relevant. But the rule goes on to further say, including credibility. So even if that had not happened, these matters which go right to the heart of the credibility and, frankly, the extensive dishonesty of this defendant would be relevant if he took the stand anyway, regardless of the 404. So independently under that rule of the credibility aspect, it would be admissible under Rule 611B. But again, Your Honor has ruled these matters as relevant in the case, and so that clearly within the scope of cross. Your Honor, citing State v. Gilbert and Gleaton, 273 SC 690, they said right there, as I think the defense recognized, when the accused takes the stand on his own behalf, he waives his privilege against compulsory self-incrimination and must answer all proper questions. Your Honor, Taylor v. State, which I believe may have been overruled on other grounds, but 258 SC 369, when the appellate elected to testify, he waived his right against self-incrimination and became subject to cross-examination like any other witness. And then finally, citing the U.S. Supreme Court, Brown v. U.S. 356 U.S. 148, It says, talking about a defendant in a criminal case, it says if he takes the stand and testifies in his own defense, his credibility may be impeached and his testimony assailed like any other witness, and the breadth of his waiver is determined by the scope of relevant cross-examination. He has no right to set forth to the jury all the facts which tend in his favor without lying himself open to a cross-examination on those facts. Those are the general and well-established rules, Your Honor, and they're particularly relevant in this case, and so we believe that those financial matters would be well within the scope of this particular matter and authorized by the rules in the case law.
Mr. Griffin?
Yeah, just briefly, Your Honor, with regard to credibility, I mean, the rules are pretty strict as to what evidence of criminal conduct can be used to impeach a witness's credibility, and there are limited to convictions, and that's Rule 609. Your Honor has let the financial evidence in under theory of motive, and you've done a 403 weighing test. And Your Honor, I think when you get to cross-examination of a defendant, I think Your Honor has discretion under Rule 403 to prohibit the state from further inquiry in this case on the financial evidence, which they contend is, you know, a motivating factor for the crimes. And that's, and so that Brown v. U.S. and all the, I don't disagree that that's the black letter law, but the question is, you know, what's the scope of cross-examination? And here he's charged with murder. He's not charged with financial crimes. He's charged with murder. And we're asking the court to limit the, you know, the waiver of his Fifth Amendment privilege to the murder charges.
Yes, sir.
You know, again, moving back to 607, of course, the credibility of the witness may be attacked by any party. 608B allows examination, a cross-examination of a witness concerning their aspects of truthfulness and untruthfulness, which this clearly goes to, as well as 608C, which talks about bias, prejudice, and any motive to misrepresent. And again, we're not just talking about purely dishonesty and credibility, which I think is alone more than enough. We're also talking about examination on issues that are specifically relevant to this particular case based on the 404 ruling.
Rule 607, Rule 608, particularly the portion of 608, C, evidence of bias, prejudice, or any motive to misrepresent by may be shown to impeach the witness, either by examination of the witness or by evidence otherwise deduced. Rule 611 and 609 also addresses the issue. I am not going to issue an order in advance limiting the scope of cross-examination. Any objectionable matter must be addressed as the evidence is presented and not based on any advance ruling by the court.
Your Honor, the request for the ruling is not an evidentiary ruling. It's the scope of his privilege. And so would he be permitted to assert the Fifth, for example, if they're permitted to ask questions such as they intend to on cross? And that's,
I can't give you any advisory opinions about the evidence and the scope of cross-examination, the scope of his privilege, I'm willing to review with him the scope of his privilege against self-incrimination, if that's what you're referring to.
We certainly need to have that colloquy at some point at the end of the day, perhaps. But
for the court to issue some blanket order limiting the scope of cross-examination, that's unheard of to me.
Again, Your Honor, I'm not, the question is the scope of the waiver of his privilege when he gets on that witness stand. That's what we're asking for, not an evidentiary rule.
Well, Mr. Waters has some cases there that I assume he'd like for me to look at, and if you do, I'd be happy to look at what you have as well. Anything else?
Not from the state, Your Honor.
Nothing from the defense, Your Honor.
Let's bring the jury.
That's the latest that we have for you. Be sure to keep it here for the latest in the trial of Alec Murdaugh and all the cases that we are covering for you. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss out on any of that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.